Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Off Script,
a podcast
where normally we compare books to their movies.
But today we've got some corrections.
Yes, we do. And we mean it when we say we love corrections.
Unless you're being an asshole.
Yes. Then we don't. But this time it wasn't so much. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. I was like, this will be easy because he just messaged us a couple days ago. It's my brother-in-law. Messaged us a couple days ago about some corrections. And all day today, I check my phone. It's like 54 messages or 100 and something messages. I'm like, oh my gosh. Him and sister-in-law just keep talking and talking. Jeez Louise. So now I have to scroll back and find them. But anyways, so my brother-in-law, Chad, had messaged us and is like, I'm so happy I, quote unquote, stumbled and found your podcast. Oh, yeah. Here we go. I found it. Okay. He's like, I love listening to things when I work. And where is it? Okay. So first, it all started off by him suggesting a book for us to read. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll pass it on. Oh, we have it on our list. Perfect. And then he goes, I'm listening to Jurassic Park episode. It's really, really good, but you guys keep getting little things wrong. It doesn't really matter. It's fun to listen to, especially the little things about Riley and Tyler, because he's their godfather. I was like, please tell us what we're doing. Please tell us what we're getting wrong. We want to talk about it. And his comments are just so funny to me. I just want to read them. Yeah, because first he's like, I commented on YouTube, but I felt insufferable, so I deleted it. Okay, first one, I'm still gonna get it wrong, ER is not based on a book. Michael Crichton. Mm-hmm. He corrected me in the text.
Yeah. At first I was like, why does he say that? And I was like, oh, I bet you she said it wrong at some point. Yep. Huh?
I think we talked about, we're like, Crichton.
Well, I knew how to pronounce his name.
Yeah. It's about Jurassic Park. Did I say that already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wrote a screenplay.
If not, would know from Michael Crichton.
I would hope so. So ER is not based on a book. Michael Crichton wrote not based on a book. Michael Crichton wrote a screenplay in the 70s and it was adapted from that. Also, Crichton wrote the first episode, which was executive. He was an executive producer for a while. Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that was my fun fact. Look, that was wrong.
I was just going to say, your fun fact is getting corrected.
Wow. So that is an IMDb correction, because that's where I get my fun facts from. So that one's not on me. I'm not taking credit for that one. Okay. So they do find raptor eggs on the island of the first movie, right after Grant and the kids climbed down from the tree they were sleeping in. And that's when Grant says they used amphibian DNA.
That makes sense. I actually remembered it once I saw that comment. I was like, oh, why did we say that they didn't find that?
Right.
Because we're dumb.
Right. The movie with the T-Rex in the waterfall is The Lost World. Okay, we had guessed that. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive you said it.
Okay. Okay. And he's like, this is the worst one. The beginning when it's talking about InGen is not boring. It's super important. He done a bunch of cry faces. He's like, the book is as much a business drama as it is a biotech thriller. Yeah. Well, sorry, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not here for it.
No. She's like, there might be more, but I stopped taking notes. It's a good episode. But then he comments, he's like, you don't have to be exact experts to talk about books, in my opinion, and you guys had the right amount of enthusiasm to make it entertaining. Aw, thanks, Chad.
We're enthusiastic.
We are.
I like you. You go for the thanks, and I'm like, no shit, we are.
Humble, what is that?
Not I.
But you'll like this one. Okay. Okay.
Tell me.
But then I was like, wait, I thought it meant this. And he's like, oh, wait, maybe it does mean that. But he says, okay, he says, oh, Grant and Sattler are together in the movie. Malcolm says, are you two? And Grant goes, yeah. And Malcolm says, ah, I'm always on the lookout for a future ex Miss Malcolm. And then I said, I don't believe that one. I thought Grant just wanted her. I said, you sure Grant wasn't saying that to keep Malcolm away? And he's like, oh, he might have been. I don't remember. So I don't know. I'm not convinced of that one yet. So I need Ty.
I was going to say that one. I'm going to ask Ty.
Yes, please do.
And be like, hey, are Grant and Sattler together?
In the first movie.
In the first movie. Yeah, because I know they're not in the next ones.
Yeah. So I was like, but yeah. So then he's like, now I'm listening to Fight Club.
Fuck yeah, you are.
He goes, I'm like, I'm so nervous when family and friends listen. Now they know how bad I am at pronouncing names. I was like, I don't think I've go one episode where I pronounce someone's name correctly. And then he posts a gif of a silly goose. And he's like, his review for Jurassic Park. Because I was so like, oh no, I'm so nervous. And blah, blah, blah. He's like, don't be a silly goose. And then a Fight Club review. And it's like the Squid Games, just like the guy, oh, like,
yeah,
looking
without the mask or whatever.
Yeah, like, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, is it bad? He's like, no, it's just dark. And then he's like, did you name Tyler after Tyler Durden? It's okay. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Oh my gosh. And then he went and listened to it. This one was funny. Okay, so he's listening to it and he's like, I thought you only did young adult. I didn't know you did adult books. And I was like, oh yeah.
Fight Club, young adult.
I mean, compared to it, I guess. So then he quotes us and he goes, LOL, 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 LOL. He's like, what kills Pennywise the first time is they have this weird naked love fest. So they get naked. What the fuck? And he's like, that's the exact reaction every single person had when reading this book for the first time.
It's true. What's even worse about that, I don't think I explained this in the podcast. I had other people tell me before I read the book that this was the case. And I was like, no, you're full of shit. And then I read it and I was like, what the?
Right. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, wait, where does it go? So he says that Stephen King in interviews said that he was extremely addicted to coke at the time and he does not remember writing the It novels and a few others. And someone asked the editors, why did you let it go? Like, that's weird. And he's like, well, because he's one of the most famous authors. We trusted his instincts. And it's like, this is like a coke book. Like, let's just have a lot of sex and let that's how the monster dies.
1,000+ pages of coked out Stephen King that's what you get when you read it. And that makes so much more sense.
Oh gosh, that's so funny. But yeah, and that's that's it. But I will give him a shout out. Chad has written a book.
Oh yeah, I saw Danielle post it.
Yeah, so let me see. It's like Into the Night. Sorry, Chad. I bought it. I have to finish reading Vision Quest, and then I will
read it.
Where is it? I want to make sure.
And then can do a book review episode.
Yes, I can. Into the Night and Gone by Chad Lines. Y'all should go check it out. It sounds like it's a good book. It actually does sound.
Are you even going to read the synopsis to us? Yeah, or are you just telling us to check it
out? I'm trying to find it.
I thought you were sitting there reading it going, yeah, it sounds like a good book. Check it out. No. I was like, wow, that's rude.
No, okay. So his dad was dead decades later after. It's really hard to read on here. I'm going to go get the actual book. Read it. His dad was dead decades later after Jackson Laurel's hair had thinned and his glasses had thickened and his eyes were grown and out of his eyes. His kids were grown. I was like, what? Oh, my gosh. Okay. His kids were grown and out of the house. He would look back and say that one thing that had changed his life more than anything else was when Rodney Fairbanks, drunk off his ass, got on Interstate 5 South, driving northward against traffic. Mm. Once inseparable, a group of high school friends is torn apart by a sudden tragedy during their senior year. Decades later, life draws them back together. Old wounds reopen, long buried truths surface, and the pressure of all that was lost builds. As we love, regret, as love, regret, and loyalty collide. Gosh, I'm just adding words to your story, Chad. Each must reckon with a past they never truly escaped. Into the Night and Gone is a poignant story about enduring friendship, mischances, and the quiet pull of reconnection. It's an intimate story of how the people we love continue to shape us even when time and distance have done their best to pull us apart.
Cute. You should tell him that we want him on the podcast.
I will. That would be cool. Like, Chad, yeah, just pick a book. Let's do it. He'll probably do the one that he suggested.
I mean, we could do that, but I'm saying have him. Yeah,
I should probably read it first.
Well, yeah, that too, but he that would can be come cool. on and promote his book. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Not it's that we're a huge podcast, but
book.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh. Chad.
You should ask him
like
to
over 500 pages. I should be like, Chad, can you just read this for me? It's like a bedtime story.
Audiobook it.
Every night, just call me and read it to me.
Until you hear quiet snores.
Yes. Then you may stop. Gosh. 551 pages. Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Chad, giving us a mini-sode.
Yeah. So if you want your own mini-sode, give us some corrections.
Yes. Look at that. You got it.
Tell us how amazing. Yeah.
Write a 3-page essay about how great our podcast is, and we'll read every single bit of it on the
podcast. We'll joke, we'll laugh a whole time.
Yes. And we might even be like, this was so well written, we're gonna have you on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially. So yes. let's see how that goes.
Yeah, why not? Let's have some fun.
Yeah. No one's going to do it.
No.
Prove me wrong, guys. Prove me wrong. Yes,
exactly. Anyways, so that was it. That was fun. That was a nice little thanks for being listeners.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all I got for you.
Mm-hmm. Same. I have nothing. So with that, Chad,
went off script. Bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.